Hello.
Hey, good evening. My name is Jesse. I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. You registered with Democrat Party or Republican Party?
Democrat.
Okay. How likely are you to vote in the November's elections for president and governor of North Carolina? Are you very likely to vote?
Very likely.
Okay. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'd say good.
Good? Okay. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever have been. There are care helping people. Or, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation has skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of the reach of many young and working people, and this weak leadership and open borders are hurting Americans. Which one do you agree with the most?
Well, I'll agree with the first one. I think it's kind of in the middle. But
okay. Now, next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very favorable, okay? Lori Buckout. Are you very favorable towards Lori or very unfavorable?
I don't know a lot about her.
Okay. So you will say you don't know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that much about her. I know she's a Republican. That's all I know. I wouldn't vote for her.
You wouldn't vote for her?
No.
Okay. So let's say somewhat unfavorable.
That'd be all right.
Okay. Moving on to the next one, Joe Biden.
I'd say favorable.
Favorable, somewhat, or very favorable?
Somewhat. I mean, he's had his challenges.
Okay, somewhat. No worries. So just to keep you, assure you, your answers are confidential, and your name was chosen at random, so don't worry about speaking your mind, okay? Don Davis, how do you feel about Don Davis?
Favorable.
Is that very or somewhat? Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very? Okay, Roy Cooper.
Very.
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 Donald
favorable.
Trump.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Favorable. Very.
Okay. All right. If this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, a Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I'd vote for Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay. If this year's elections for North Carolina governor, would you vote for John Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Josh Stein,
okay. Now, if the elections for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, a Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Don Davis.
Okay. Doing a great job, man. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
I do.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, check cashing outlet, or other?
Correct.
Okay. Next, here are some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Rate your reaction to each very positive. Rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, okay? It's a few, so please bear with me. I'm just going to read as fast as I can, and you let me know your opinion. Don Davis has taken action to secure our border, including voting to increase funding for Border Patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossings, and crack down on drug trafficking. Is that very positive, negative, or neutral on your books?
I'd say neutral on that.
Neutral? Okay. Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington. Do you agree? Is that very positive or negative or neutral?
Very positive.
Okay. Congress Davis successfully fought the federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way so credit unions and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help with car loans, first-time mortgage, and small business loans.
Very positive.
Very positive?
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me. Now, Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud. Make sure your privacy is protected and preserve credit card reward programs against an effort by big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs. Is that positive or negative on your book?
Positive.
Okay. Through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have success to banking services at no cost and get loans to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's education, and emergency hospital bills.
Very positive.
Okay, very positive. Don Davis fights to our armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-15 aircraft to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted for pay increase for all service members, including a 15% pay increase for junior unlisted service members. You think that's positive or negative?
Positive.
Okay, knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet and helping our local eastern North Carolina small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow. Is that negative or positive?
Positive.
Okay. Just to confirm, when you say positive, you mean very positive? Because you have the options to say somewhat as well, okay? Somewhat positive, like it's...
Very.
Okay, perfect. As a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans. Is that positive in your books, negative or neutral, sir?
Very.
Very, okay.
Very positive.
Perfect. Congressman Davis passed a law to help families hold on to their family farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring properties when the owners died. Positive, negative, neutral?
Very positive.
Okay. The last one here, Don Davis supported allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small businesses loans because unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all of their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small businesses grow and create local jobs. How do you feel about that?
Very positive.
Okay. All right, so lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Lori Buckout, a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans and retired Army colonel, who focused who founded a successful company specialized in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priority will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all the information you've heard about both candidates for Congress, which one do you support? Don Davis, Democrat, or Lori Buckup, the Republican?
Don Davis.
All right. And let's see here. Just so I can have it on record, can you state your gender?
Male.
Thank you, sir. And could you please tell me if or is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55, 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Okay. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
No.
No? Okay. Do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic, Latino, Spanish ancestry?
No.
No? Okay. Are you a member or either, pardon me, are you a member of either the military, military reserve, or a retired military veteran?
No.
Okay. The last questions are just yes or no, okay? So we're about almost done. We're 80% done here. Answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or watch on each of the following streaming services. Peacock?
No.
YouTube TV?
No.
ESPN Plus?
No, not really.
Paramount Plus?
No.
Huh?
No.
No? Okay, what about Hulu?
No.
What about Fubo?
No.
What about Disney Plus?
No.
What about Sling
no.
TV?
No.
No, okay. That was pretty easy. Thank you very much, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You've done great. You have yourself a great rest of your evening, all right?
Do the same.
Thanks, sir. Bye now.
Yep. Bye.